Okay, Howard, tell us how you came up with this idea for going bookstore to bookstore.
Well, I'm a I'm a shameless self-promoter. Tedious.
Me too.
Of my work, good. We're birds of a feather. And back in 2003, when my Lewis and Clark spoof, The True Account, came out, in which there's not one true word, I realized that if the book was going to sell beyond my usual audience in Vermont and New England, I would have to get out and promote it. So I undertook a literally 100 city, 42 state book tour.
Wow.
In my ancient 1989 Chevy that my wife's junior high students called the Loser Cruiser. As soon as I inherited it from my wife, they dubbed it the Loser Cruiser. So off I went in the Loser Cruiser to read at 150 bookstores and libraries in 100 towns and cities nationwide. And with the help of my friends, the independent booksellers, like the ones we're meeting with today, who've been keeping my career going for a long time, I did expand my readership somewhat, not an enormous amount, but somewhat. But I traveled from Vermont down the eastern seaboard and into the mid-south and deep south and the southwest and the midwest and out to the Pacific Northwest. And of course, sometimes I had very sparse audiences, including no shows, but other times, again, with the help of the independent bookstores and the librarians who were arranging these events for me, I had good crowds.
Great.
And I've come to think that the independent bookstores and the small, serious literary publishers like Green Writers Press, as I just told Rick and Ellen at the Bennington Bookshop, really are keeping writers like me going. The big New York presses are, they might publish a place-based and somewhat regional writer from Vermont or Oregon or North Carolina, but your books get lost in a list of 200 or 300 or more books. And so publishers like Green Writers Press and bookstores like the ones we're visiting today in Bennington and Manchester and Middlebury are really keeping us clueless writers going. So
right.
this is a good day for me. There's nothing I'd rather do than visit my friends at the independent bookstores.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for that great